AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Court papers reveal new details about the man arrested after breaking into the San Francisco home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacking her husband with a hammer. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says David DePapp was looking for the speaker when he broke in.
The defendant brought to the location of the Pelosi residence a second hammer, as well as zip ties, rope, and a roll of tape. What is clear based on the evidence that we have thus far is that this house and the speaker herself were specifically targets of the defendant.
The narrative laid out by state and federal prosecutors of DePapp saying he wanted to break the speaker's kneecaps as a message to Congress is apparently being ignored by Republicans and right-wing groups. At a campaign event in Arizona, Carrie Lake, the Republican running for governor, drew laughs as she joked about security at the Pelosi home. The Supreme Court hears from supporters and opponents of affirmative action in higher education. Newest justice and first African-American woman on the bench, Ketanji Brown Jackson, tells Patrick Strawbridge with Students for Fair Admissions, the University of North Carolina doesn't require students to reveal their race.
The only reason why the university knows the race of any of these applicants is because they are voluntarily providing that.
But it is making distinctions upon who it will admit, at least in part, on the race of the applicant. Some races get a benefit, some races do not get a benefit.
Elon Musk is wasting no time in changing Twitter, firing the board of directors, naming himself as the sole board member. Last Friday, the Saudi prince, who controls a kingdom holding company, rolled a combined $1.89 billion in Twitter shares, making them the largest shareholder after Musk. The move drawing attention to members of Congress who want to investigate the national security implications of the kingdom's investment in Twitter. This is AP News. One of the Oath Keepers who stormed the U.S. Capitol testifies in a seditious conspiracy trial of the group's leader and four others.
Graydon Young was a member of the Oath Keepers group and agreed to cooperate with the government and testify in the seditious conspiracy trial of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four others. Young was wearing a helmet and carrying a radio, joining others on the stairs on January 6th in a military-style formation. He says he saw parallels between the mob that attacked the Capitol and the French people who stormed the Bastille more than two centuries ago. Was there a criminal conspiracy to stop the certification of Joe Biden's election? Young said it was implicit to him at the time. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A federal judge blocked Penguin Random House's proposed purchase of Simon & Schuster, agreeing with the Justice Department that the purchase could lessen competition for top-selling books. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.